Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is the well hydrated June Liu. You doing
That's
great?
right. Four a day.
That's right. So, we are talking day three IPCPR 2017 recap. Day started out slow because it was a very late night last night, about 4 hours sleep, but can't complain.
What do we do? What do we do?
It was a Jewish State Media Party. Right. Then went to the Palazzo Laguna Bar, hung out with the Espinosa crew.
Yeah. So Jewish State Media Party was cool. It was at a top floor, Mandalay Bay.
Foundation room.
Foundation room. You had to let go up an elevator and then get screen checked and everything. So yeah,
tighter than the airport security.
Yeah. So just in case I carry some ecstasy I want to give out to fellow BOTLs.
Yep. Exactly. But we got out there into the show on time, always prompt. I had a big day ahead of us with a lot of people that we wanted to see. Our first stop was Alpha Cigar Company. Justin and TJ, we wanted to make a stopover by them. They had announced the New Orleans edition earlier in the year. So we wanted to kind of check that out, check out the packaging. Mm-hmm. We saw that. They also are selling the Fuego lighter, which is a USB charging lighter that it's kind of like the old school lighters that were in cars.
Yeah.
So you would punch it in and it would heat up and you'd pop it out and you can light it that way.
Or modern day analogy, like a vaporizer.
And I have no idea about even what... I don't know anything about that.
It's basically like coils that typical vaporizer that you put in your herbal things.
Yeah.
And enjoy.
I didn't try lighting with it, but I mean, it looks fairly cool if it would work, works well for cigars, they say. So,
full light, 20 lights.
Yeah.
2 hour charge.
Yeah.
So, you got to plan ahead for, because once it dies, it's like, well, back to regular method of lighting stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. So have a plan B in place for that. They have some pretty cool draw pokers and kind of like what term do you use like when you're like a nubby tool. There's company's name's Cigar Samurai. I think that's maybe the guy's nickname. But basically it's a bullet. Bullet shell is not the right term, but it's a shell for a round in a gun. That's got, I think, it's got kind of a plastic or rubberized tip that pops out, and on the inside of that is a poker. You turn it around, you put it back in the shell, and then you got your either draw tool or your nubbing tool.
Smoke like a badass.
That's right. So that was pretty cool. So wanted to kind of throw that out there. After that, we went over to Illusione. Mm-hmm. Talked to
Big Dave
and a little bit with Dion.
Yep.
He had to go pick his booth for next year, so he had to run out. There, nothing was being shown other than the revamp website.
Mm-hmm.
But they did tell us that the 2018 Singulare is kind of defined.
Yep. It's called the Turin.
The Turin, yeah.
And if I believe right, it is a 7x50.
7.5.
7.5x50,
I believe, is what you said.
And then look for that come October, November timeframe.
Right. After that, we went over to Zycar. A lot of new product. The way they typically work, at least the last few years, has been a few new products. And then some additional like colors and textures and variations on some of the existing products. So VX2 cutter is their new deep V cut that they have. That looks pretty cool. We got to play with it a little bit. Action's pretty nice on that thing. That's got some good heft to it as well. So I guess a good compliment to how the XO that came out last year. I mean, it's kind of got that same feel in the hand.
A lot of all their new stuff feels very, it feels hardy, right? Like it feels very mechanical. It feels like it's got a lot of, there's a heaviness to it that makes it feel very sturdy.
Yeah.
So it looks good. Felt good. Looks good.
Yep. So, and then the new fuel, the Purifine High Performance, we didn't, you know, do a test and, you know, test their C and stuff like that. But I mean, that's something I'm looking forward to trying. Mm-hmm. So they all have the HP4 lighter, quad flame torch. Mm-hmm. It's like a beast of a lighter, man. It's it can do some damage. You have to be careful when you light that bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, light yourself on fire.
For all those, or a lot of the fans of 60 ring gauge ones, not necessarily, you know, guys that read our stuff or right. listen to our stuff. But big part of enjoy lovers, cigar lovers, they'll love that quad flame to right. torch that 60.
And then the Turum single flame, kind of that round, it's like a round tube lighter. They came out with that last year, was a dual flame.
Oh.
And this year is the single flame. So it's pretty nice size, and it feels good in the hand.
Oh.
Lighting is really simple. Feels good when you're, you know, actually have it lit. The lid pops up and, you know, slides back, so it's not going to get, doesn't look like it's going to get heated up by the flame. So I think that's
the lid itself, when you, you know, click over it and light it, it's bezeled, right? So the hand feel of it is, it's great. Like, I really dig the new Zycar stuff, man. Like, they feel, and like quality, there's a lot of heaviness and sturdiness behind that. I dig that.
Yeah. Plus lifetime warranty. So can't be that, right? All right. So after that, we actually hit up Miami Cigar twice. Once we went in to just take some pictures. And then the second time we went in and talked to Nate McIntyre, who's a sales rep for, I think, Southeast region is kind of his territory. So, But he's a fantastic guy. I've known him since the days he was with Emilio, House of Emilio, and then went over to Cubanacan. So, quite a journey with Nate. But he's a super nice guy. So, you know, he was very generous at this time.
Yep.
But he took us through the booth and, you know, gave us a rundown on all the new stuff. One of the big things is the La Aurora ADN, or they're also calling it the DNA, basically. It's a cigar using Andujo tobacco. If you're not familiar with Andujo, it's a native tobacco to the Dominican Republic, and it's housed in these tubes. And I'm not sure what kind of a bark or whatever that they use to house it, but it's a very compressed tobacco. And really, they're saying, you know, it's typically been used in chopped up variations, but they're trying to use full leaves.
Yeah. So apparently they're the first manufacturers to use full leaf of this, i.e. long filler in this cigar. So very hot item for them this year, a lot of purchases. So we're looking forward to checking that one out.
They also have, La Rosa has a Reserva Especial 2008. This is a really cool looking cigar. It's a very high-end, high-profile cigar for them. It's a Torpedo, only one Vitola. I want to say the price point was 26, around 26. Yeah,
26 or 26, 28 bucks.
Yeah.
Ultra premium, of course, given that. But now that they've kind of, you know, established your name, not established your name per se, but like kind of, you know, made enough traction, right? Like they felt like putting in that ultra premium line and to see how that sells. But heard great things about it, such as, it's like an Opus X, but you don't need to age it.
Yeah, that's how Nate described it. So, I have to see if we can get our hands on some of those and for sure try those out. They also have two new Vitolas of the Puro Vintage. One is a Preferidos Vitola, the other is a Toro. I believe it's a Toro. So, I really like the original that came out, so I'm interested in trying these as well. So, another one to look forward to. Got to talk to Jason Hawley from Viva Republica. Last year, he had announced the Art of War cigar, but he ended up not actually releasing it last year. So this is the year of the release. And basically, the one of the unique things about this cigar is that at the foot, there's a bit of Candela wrapper that also covers the foot. He wanted to give the smoker the chance to try some of that Candela at the beginning and the transition into a bit of a heavier wrapper. So I think it's maybe like the bottom inch of the cigar has kind of got that Candela piece to it. So we did smoke it last year and did a, you know, a review on that kind of that pre-release.
Yeah.
So
I'm not sure if it was the Vitola, the exact Vitola that we got today, but
right.
I do recall us reviewing it. Anyways, you guys can check it out.
Yep.
See what we think.
Exactly. And then Aurora also has a ton of new. So the Preferidos line is released in a bunch of new Vitolas. So each of the different colors have a, you know, another unique Vitola that they've added in there. It could be a Corona or a Toro, something along those lines. So lots of new stuff over there. So the booth was rocking pretty much every day that we walked by. So today we kind of just made it the day that we were going to try to make a push to get the tour. So it worked out. It worked out great. Thanks to Nate. We stopped by ST DuPont again because we wanted to check out that trunk that they were talking about when we were at their media event on Tuesday. This thing's a beast, and it's a beast. Yeah, it's got alligator skin. It's covered in alligator skin in certain sections. So, but it's a big unit. Hefty price tag with it, but it contains some pretty neat cigars in it and things
it's
like that.
It's got 50 Davidoff Oro Blancos.
Right.
And that chest humidor, and it's retail for $125,000.
Yeah.
So I see something like this, and I automatically think Cohiba 50th anniversary humidor, and kind of going after that, like, fuck you money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. After that, we stopped by Calibri. They have a new, I'll call it a tabletop cutter, the Quasar.
Yeah, it's a prism looking cutter. It's a pretty sick looking cutter.
Yeah. So it's kind of like it's pretty much like a cube on the bottom. The top's got more of a triangular look to it. But basically, it's got a V cut on one side of it, and then a guillotine cut on the other side. So you can choose kind of what you want. That kind of ties into another new cutter that they have, which is the SB cut. So it kind of takes the two traditional cutters, puts them right together, and then you can choose which side if you want to cut V or guillotine within the same cutter. And it's a hefty cutter because it's got a thickness to it because it has to carry both those blades and be able to do each each cut separately. But it's pretty slick looking.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah,
and in terms of the feel, we got to play around for a little bit, and it felt. Just like what we're talking about, I feel like I'm repeating Zycar, but it was still heavy on the, it feels heavy on the hand, weighty, it feels really sturdy, it feels very mechanical, the spring of it is very consistent, so it feels great.
Yeah. Time to drink booze, I guess.
Thank you.
After that, we stopped by Chinook Cellars, Tuck Brian Chinook. He's got a new Vitola for the Terroir, the Petit.
Yep.
So that's a cigar I've really enjoyed in the past. I mean, he's up in Napa. You know, we're in the Bay Area, so it's close. So, but there's just something about that cigar I really enjoy. So I'm very interested in trying this new Vitola. So Brian's a real nice guy. He wants us to come up and do an interview from his cave at the winery.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to doing that.
That sounds awesome. Told him that within prime time that Coop and Aaron does, it's like 2 hours. So it's going to have to be a two bottle wine.
Yeah.
Or dip straight into that barrel.
Exactly. So that'd be interesting to see how that goes down. Then we went up and hit up AJ Fernandez, a couple new cigars and some branding changes. So the first thing is the New World Puro Especial, and the second cigar is the Enclave Broadleaf. So those are two new cigars. I know we're both looking forward to smoking those cigars. Yeah. So
the first one, the Puro, is Nika Puro. First of all,
it's AJ. So you have to expect
within everything, it's all tobacco that. It's owned by him. Right. So that's the entire cigar is rolled by that. So I'm interested in trying it as all Asia releases, but specifically I'm more interested to see, to ever look for that exciting new one that I want Asia to like hit out of the park.
And then they have some new packaging for San Latano. So just to redo the boxes and things like that. They're planning ahead for the warning labels that are going to be necessary for the boxes, just so that they can have the actual logo on the, you know, on the box. And once the labels need to get applied, it's not going to cover any of the artwork.
Because suppose at this point, the talk is 30% of the box will have a health warning sticker on it.
Right.
And within that facelift as well, I think he's kind of becoming this like signature of his banding is secondary banding, notifying, sending his name.
Right. Yeah.
So that it says Adrian Fernandez, like the other ones that you see. So.
Exactly. After that, we went over to Selected Tobacco. They are the distributors and makers of Byron and Atabe and Bandolero. Byron and Atabe have some new Vitolas coming out this year and in future years. So we want to take a look at those because we really enjoyed the new Vitola that came out last year, made our top 25 list and both of us. So
saw Jonathan David. What's his name?
Mr. Jonathan.
Mr. Jonathan. Sorry. The guy wore a suit, but it was basically the United States flag.
Yeah. Which is, so lots of blue with white stars.
Yeah.
Some red in there.
Anyways, we didn't go stay there to see him.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the cigars. And the cigars look sick. Like, I love that glass Byron. Atabey's in the sense of the bigger vintage stuff.
Right.
So super excited to see what that may bring.
Yep. Now, Mr. Jonathan's great. Went through all the tolls with us, things like that, and answered some of the questions that we had. So that was good. So
Cigar Authority, Jonathan is what we're saying.
Yes, exactly. After that, we went over to Viaje. We talked weightlifting the entire time.
Yeah,
pretty much. But I did take some pictures of the 10th anniversary variations.
Yeah.
So
that 10th anniversary, the Perfecto, right?
Yeah.
Jars look great. I don't own any because I feel like once I buy that first porcelain jar,
right,
I'm gonna go ape shit and just buy a ton of them.
Yeah.
But it looks sick.
Yes. But no, Andre was great to talk to. June and him were just geeking out over lifting. And pounding protein and all that kind of shit. So
the GI issues associated with a lot of protein.
Exactly. And then a guy named Constantino was in there with him and that dude, he's a chiropractor, right?
Yeah.
Super knowledgeable about lifting and the human body and all that stuff. Yeah. So, like, it was seriously, it was cigars for maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And lifting and health and all that stuff for about 28 minutes. So that's kind of how it went. So, but it was super interesting.
Lots of fun.
I'm sure we could have spent much more time in there if we had it. But that was great. After that, we went over to CLE.
Yep.
We talked to Tyler over there. He kind of gave us the run through of the booth. Big things coming out of there is the Aroa First 20 Colorado this year.
Yep.
So that's one that we're definitely looking forward to. I know a few other people have already said that they really like that cigar. So it's very intriguing to us. So we want to make sure that we get that a shot. The Asylum, the new Asylum, Medulla Oblongata. I think I said that correctly. It comes in I think it's a 50 count box, and half of the cigars are Parejo and half are box pressed. So those are some interesting cigars. Salem does some interesting naming and things like that. It just has an interesting concept as a whole. So
and then I had like a 80x7 there too.
Right.
The Ogre.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean
some crazy sizes.
Yeah.
The other thing that was kind of cool, and I don't care for fidget spinners. I think it's a whole gimmick that is just retarded. But if you are into fidget spinners and you are a cigar smoker, they have a fidget spinner punch tool, basically. So you've seen the ones, it's kind of got the three arms on it. You hold it, you spin it. So each of the ends, there's a different size. I believe they're all different size punches.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can punch it and you do it and play and just spin that thing in your hand all day. Oh. With like a whatever. After that, we went over to Espinosa. Tim Wong has the Pier 28 Maduro this year.
Yep.
So I love the Pier 28 Habano last year to my number three cigar of the year. So I'm very looking forward to the Maduro. They have the Eminent Domain, which is a part of their backroom series. Kind of a architectural type of thing going on there. So looking forward to trying that. Murcielago re-release as part of, you know, tying in doing some work with AJ.
The presentation was changed by that.
Yeah.
So you get this like, kind of looks like almost like a, they had this like bat cave thing going on for a presentation,
right,
which looked really nice. So now going over to AJ, you know, we at least know that it's going to be perfectly constructed.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And then of course, still giving that same Murcielago, you know, taste profile that is what we understand is more of the original release of the Murcielago, right, years and years ago.
Exactly. And then they have the Reggae and the Reggae Dread. So those are ones that we definitely are interested in trying. Some Jamaican tobacco in there in both of those lines. Yep. So I'm a fan of Jamaican tobacco and tea as well. So, you know, I'm a fan of the Zona stuff. So I think, you know, I'm very interested in their take on how to use that kind of tobacco. So
for sure.
Definitely something we're looking into. Also, go ahead.
Oh, well, we've been handling the protocol, guys, but like, you know, we basically went to Moreries and protocol within the entire Espinosa package.
Right. So Moreries has the Il Rodotto. They announced that last year, and you know, part of the to get, you know, in time for the deadline. But they're actually doing the wide scale release this year, mm-hmm. So that's new from them. Protocol guys, they kind of announced their stuff a little bit earlier in the year, so it was the Probable Cause Lancero, mm-hmm. And then Themis.
Right.
We've already reviewed both of those.
Right.
Themis is. Scored very well for us, and Probable Cause Lancero was also good, not as good as Themis, but still a good score. So that's kind of covers the kind of the Espinosa Lozona kind of family of stuff. After that, we went to General. You know, General has a large group of brands, so there's a ton of stuff coming out of there. They did the same concept that they did last year, which I really liked, which is they are featuring a cigar or the cigars that are new for the brand. Mm-hmm. In previous years, it was almost all their products in the booth, and it was just like it was, you know, its own humidor of everything that General put out. So mm-hmm. kind of a little bit busy, but the, you know, the last couple of years they've really focused down on what they want to, each brand wants to feature, which I can appreciate because you just want to make sure you're not missing something. If there's just a bunch of facings sitting in there, and you're like, Is this new? You know, stuff like that. So first we went over and talked to Rick Rodriguez, CAO. The big thing is Amazon Basin again. They have two releases of two variations of it this year. The Fuma Importa, which is the second, and then the Anaconda, which is the third. And the Anaconda is supposed to be a kind of a mix of the original Amazon Basin and the Fuma Importa. So those two kind of combined to make the third version. So
Amazon Basin focusing on that sweet raisiny profile. And then what's the second one called?
Fuma Importa.
Fuma Importa.
Importa.
Yeah. Focusing on more of like the spicier mm-hmm. nature. So within the Anaconda, the Sir Mix-a-Lot blend, as I like to call it.
That's right.
Is they marry both of those together to do spice and sweet.
Right. After that, we went over to look at Partagas. The 1845, they are, they kind of re-blended these lines and added some lines. Mm-hmm. So the original Classico,
yep.
New packaging as well. Packaging looks pretty slick. Boxes are very, very modern, like kind of a matte black kind of finish to them with some nice kind of coloring in there. The Extra Oscuro, which I don't recall being, I think that's a new line because I don't remember if they had
that. Yeah, I think you're right.
But the Extra Fuerte was a line they had previously, but I think they've also reblended that one.
Yeah.
And all three of these got the new packaging.
Well, then what I found funny is, when do you remember the guy that we're talking to?
I'm blanking on his name right now.
Nice gentleman.
Yes.
God bless him. Anyways, he said extra forte. You know, like some people are like, it's really strong,
yeah,
but it's full of flavor.
Right.
And this guy's like, dude, this is just strength for the strength for the sake of strength.
Yes.
I was
very
like,
honest about it.
Transparency, I like it.
Yeah, exactly. So completely upfront about the three lines. I'm looking forward to trying these. Mm-hmm. You may not like the extra forte, but
yeah,
I'll try it.
Put me on my ass.
Yeah. So then we went over to Macanudo. And their big thing is the Inspirato. And last year they released the Inspirato Orange. Mm-hmm. So they do have an addition for the orange this year, which is a Tubo. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a new Vitola. I don't know the size of it, but maybe it's not a new, actually Vitola, just the new packaging. But we have some of those that we'll do a review on.
And we'll also do some within the journal stuff. We have a couple more to talk about, yep. But we're planning to do giveaways and contests
yeah,
as well.
So we'll do some contests around some of that stuff as well.
Please look forward to that.
So the new stuff for this year in regards to Inspirato is Inspirato White and Inspirato Black. So some different variations on that. So you know, that was the actual that was the big feature for General this year is the Macanudo Inspirato. So yes. They're really focusing on that this year. So really nice layout for the presentation and everything. So we're looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Next, we went over to Hoyo, and it was the Hoyo by AJ Fernandez. And when we kind of were starting to get the spiel, I was like, this is the same thing as last year. Like, yeah. This is the Hoyo by AJ Fernandez. And then he talked about, this, you know, this is the silver. And then I started thinking, like, why is silver so much of a big deal?
Yeah. Because the last year one was
gold. So
yeah.
apparently there's a new Hoyo by AJ that, and I like to think that I'm fairly up to date on new releases and all that. So it's probably a show announcement kind of thing. So looking forward to that. Seeing what the difference is between what the gold was.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to try.
Stealth IPCPR release.
Exactly. Those are good ones. I like those ones. You know?
You like that coop?
Okay. La Gloria Cubana, Colección Reserva. This is a collaboration with Ernesto Perez Carrillo,
yep.
The original owner of the LGC brand. So
I really hope this one is going to taste like that original Series R that I remember fondly from back, maybe like 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Right.
Of when Ernesto had that Series R.
Yeah. So this is another one that we're looking forward to as well. The other thing is the diesel grind. So we talked to Justin Andrews, who kind of runs the foundry side of things.
Yep.
And this is a brand that used to be out with kind of a more of a catalog type thing, right? And then
The diesel brand.
So they're bringing in this grind line, and it's going to be a full body.
Yeah. So the grind was back, the original diesel grind was a brick and mortar exclusive.
Oh, the brick
and mortar.
Okay.
AJ.
Okay.
The diesel name in general are dominantly back in the day owned by CI, what they still are,
right.
And it's catalog stuff.
Right.
So this diesel grind is a complete reblend.
Yeah,
and Justin, the way he portrayed it is completely reblend and very full in terms of right. flavors and strength. Mm-hmm. I automatically was reminded by Diesel Unholy Cocktail from back
right.
in the day.
Right.
So we'll see. I actually really like the Diesel grind from back in the days.
So. Right. Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. After that, we went over to Villiger. And this year, Villiger is releasing the Florida, the Yukon. And this is actually a cigar that they had previously released a while back. Something that we're trying to make as kind of a Cuban-style cigar, kind of Cuban flavor. They weren't really happy with how it kind of turned out way back then. But something that they kind of retook on, reblended it. And it's a... Since it was a brand that was out a while ago, it's a grandfathered product. Mm-hmm. So it's able to kind of go out and continue on. So we have some of those, so that we're gonna smoke those and do reviews as well on that. So looking forward to that. And then our last stop of the day was Drew Estate. They've done a great job this year of working with the media and really planning things out, scheduling and all that kind of stuff. So props to those guys over there for doing that. So we kind of went in, and then the plan was, you get the welcome, then you're going to get a tour to kind of talk to each of the different personalities.
Like general
style. Yeah, exactly.
General cigar style.
Yep. Oh. And then you get to, talk about the featured cigars for that, the lines and things like that. So first person we talked to was Willie Herrera. Mm-hmm. And he was talking to us about the Pappy Van Winkle cigar, talking to us about the original release and what this new release is like. So this new release is actually going to be available to retailers when the original was is now going to only be sold through the Pappy Van Winkle's website. So a lot of people have been smoking this cigar this week and are saying lots of good things about it. Mm-hmm. And I know I tried it last night,
and it was very tasty. Yeah. It's smooth. It's got Willie's style written all over it, right?
Right.
Focusing on flavors, not beat you over the head strength. It was just tasty. If you like Willie Herrera's stuff in general, you will absolutely be a fan of this.
Right. After talking to Willie, then we moved over to talk to Jeff Borschewitz, owner of Corona Cigar, about the Florida Sun Grown.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a great, kind of education on the Florida tobacco process and all that. So he had a bunch of tobacco actually there. Got the chance to, smell it, get to put our hands on it, and kind of talk about it and things like that. So that was awesome. Mm-hmm. He spent a lot of time with us, which was really nice. So I'm looking forward to trying this cigar. I mean, I haven't smoked one yet.
Yeah, we had the opportunity to smoke it last night, but I didn't get to it.
Yeah, I didn't get to it either. So, there's some other cigars out there that with some of this Florida Sun Grown tobacco in it over at Davidoff. So,
mm-hmm.
I think as they continue to start using this tobacco, the blends will just get better and better.
Yeah.
So, after that, we went over and talked to Pedro Gomez, Underground Sun Grown, new release this year. It's got the red color banding rather than the blue as from the original, and from the gold and white from the shade. So I've had a chance to smoke this a couple times, and it's a good cigar.
Yeah, it's to me, it's John Cigar Surgeon was talking about this last night, and I totally agree. It has essence of, you can tell it's Willie blended.
Right.
To me, it's like, there's Underground Shade in there. There's Herrera Esteli in there. It's tasty.
Yeah.
So
it's another one. And they kind of did at least they showed all the Vitolas that they have.
Like,
usually, the way the original Underground worked, and I think the Shade did kind of worked, is like you had some initial Vitolas, and then, some more came out, and then you got the pigs.
Yeah.
This year, the pigs were already out there.
The entire line was displayed.
Yeah, and that's probably due to FDA. You just want to be able to have it all out there and ready to go. So, after talking to Pedro, we moved over to Debonair, talked to Phil Zangy.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, Phil's got the Daybreak coming out, which is this Connecticut. I'm very intrigued in smoking this cigar. I'm just looking forward to what he does with the Connecticut.
Phil's a great guy.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's like exudes positivity,
yeah.
Doing good.
Debonair.
Debonair, of course. Debonair Ideal has, you guys still have that,
yep,
right?
That's what we
do. So,
yeah.
And I mean, aside from all that, like, his cigars are good. I like them. So this Daybreak is no different.
Exactly.
See what it's like.
Yep. And then after that, we went over and talked to Juan Martinez over at Hoya de Nicaragua. He kind of gave us a bunch of history on the brand and things like that. And next year is going to be their 50th anniversary, right? And they're going to do a kind of unique concept. Rather than looking back on the past 50 years, it's going to be more of a looking forward to the next 50 years. So I think that's an interesting concept. So we're kind of looking forward to seeing what that brings. But what they really have for this year is they did a rebranding of the Antonio Dark Corojo. Some pretty slick looking bands on this. Just kind of more of a facelift, no blend change on the cigars.
Mm.
But really cool. But I think the thing that one of the things that we're really looking forward to is the Antonio Gran Reserva. Mm-hmm. So it was a line that had been out previously, right? Because it's a seeing that it's a grandfathered line for them. Mm-hmm. But this is a kind of a newish blend to it. So something that we're really looking forward to smoking. And Juan was also, you know, very, very helpful. Gave us a lot of time. Gave, you know, a lot of information. Mm-hmm. So but that was really cool. Then after that, we went over and talked to Fabian about acid and some other things as well. But over at Acid, this is probably going to be June's favorite cigar of the year, is the Cuba Cuba Candela. He smoked it while we were talking.
I smoked it. I lit it up.
Yeah.
Sweet tip. Very sweet tip.
Yep.
And then you mix that grassy, bitter, green Candela wrapper. It was like lighting a Christmas tree on fire.
Yeah.
That's been sprinkled by
fairies.
Fairies bringing in sugar.
Yeah.
On the Christmas tree.
Yeah. Yeah, I smoked it last night. For me, this I'm fine with the sweet tip because typically the sweet tip will kind of it's there for a little bit and then it goes away and then you're gonna get more into the tobacco. The sweet tip wouldn't go away on this thing, man. It was just super sweet.
No.
But the cigar itself was good. I just, the sweet tip, I was just hoping for a little bit less of it. So we'll see. You know, I don't know if there's going to be, you know, different, you know, how consistent that will be across the cigars. But I mean, when you smoked it, I assume it was pretty sweet, right?
It was super
sweet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I might just like get a little, kind of a damp cloth and just maybe just try to wipe it down a little bit, see if I can get rid of something and smoke it for what it is.
Want to dip it in bourbon.
That'll be an interesting combination.
Never know. I might find the next Drew Estate acid blend, you know.
That's true. The acid blonde, the acid pappy.
Yeah. Acid pappy. Pretty sure Julian Van Winkle was going to hate that name.
Then we talked about the blondie. They have some new variations on that, red, mm-hmm. gold, some other things, different Mutola stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not super in the know on the acid line, so I couldn't give you, you know, super detailed information on that. But for fans of acid, something new in the Blondie lines to look for.
Mm-hmm.
Then all the new 4x32 tins for all the different lines. So T52, League of Nine,
mm-hmm.
Pretty much everything, you know. Undercrown Shade.
Yeah.
It's just everything.
I'm really curious. Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm super curious with the non-acid view stuff in general. Plucking out all that, you know, filler tobacco and whatnot.
Right.
What tastes like.
Yep. Exactly.
And those will ship soon, I believe, right?
Yeah. I think he said that they're going to probably start showing up in August.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So very soon.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last thing we talked about was the natural, which came a little contention with the government, I think, in regards to using natural as a name for tobacco products, even mm-hmm. though it is natural.
Mm-hmm.
So they were going to make them change the name. So what they kind of did was they just kind of flipped the word over and called it Lirutan, which is basically natural backwards. All the rest of the packaging, other than the spelling of the name, is the same. So people that are familiar with it and, you know, typically smoke it, they may not even notice any kind of difference there. They may just kind of go over and grab their cigar and
right.
be on their way. But otherwise, it looks identical. It's just, yeah. they swapped all the letters over.
Because if you put a mirror behind that,
yeah,
people will see natural.
So yeah, you put it, yeah, like exactly. So
it was I got a kick out of it.
Yeah, so it's kind of an FU to the government for, you know, we're gonna make us change the name, but we're gonna make the slightest change really here and kind of keep going forward. So that's kind of how the day wrapped up. You know, we finished maybe like 5 minutes before five. So that was kind of the end of the day. So
it went by fast.
It went by fast. We still have so tomorrow is a short day, so it runs from 9 to 1. We have 3 appointments and we still have a long list of people that we want to try to see. So we're going to have to really boogie in the morning to see if we can see as many of those. We're not going to be able to see them all. It's just not going to happen because, you know, even if we could get there, they may be busy with somebody else. So we just won't be able to do it. So we'll hit who we can and And I have to reach out to those that we couldn't see if we can't talk to them, email, phone, or whatever to make that wrap up. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's it. Any other anything else for the third day, final full day?
Attendance was definitely felt lighter today.
Yes.
But I think, I don't know whether it's a function of people going a little too hard last night.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I heard some people flew out already.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I'm anticipating tomorrow to be super late.
Yeah. Because the first 2 days, I recall like certain booths, like AJ's booth, the Altidus booth, general, yeah. Like if they're hopping, like you naturally, you expect those booths to be like hopping
right. All
the time.
Yep.
But if you go to those booths and you don't see them like packed,
yep.
Then you're like, where the heck did everybody go?
Exactly.
So
it's not a function of the brand not doing well. It's just a function of like that you can use those companies as the barometer.
Right.
For
yeah, for attendance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
So tonight we're going to go.
We're going to go have dinner with Mel from M Bombay and some of the other media guys out there. Hoping to have a nice whiskey share with the SigFed crew this evening.
And then Rob, the
ex-SigFed.
SigFed that they booted. Just kidding.
And then probably on from an ex-SigFed member.
Okay.
Well, I think he's probably still a SigFed member, but now he's a Drew Estate employee. Right. So. It's going to be kind of old friends getting together, drinking a lot of liquor,
hanging out.
Good liquor.
Yeah.
These are not good. That. This is not. This is not amateur hour.
We packed this all is, this.
Yeah. These are some high-end spirits. So that's just half of it. The other half came from Canada. So we'll see what that looks like tonight, but. We want to thank you all for watching. Thank you for all the feedback. We love hearing it. We want to bring you guys what you're looking for. Continue to share. Tomorrow's the last day. If there's something we haven't got to yet that you want to know about, let us know. We'll see what we can make happen. But we really appreciate everybody that's checking out the video and making comments and things like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we want to try to bring the feel to you guys that, you know, since you guys can't be here. So thank you again. It's a wrap for day three. We will chat with you all tomorrow on the fourth and final day recap. Thanks.